Sick of procurement bottlenecks? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement, so your business keeps moving and growing. Score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Go to bill.com/procurement200. bill.com/procurement200.
Hey folks, Dan Freer here with your closing bell for July 1st, 2025. So mortgage rates didn't budge at all today. I think everybody's waiting for the jobs report that's coming out on Thursday. I can actually say that's exactly what the markets are looking at, because right now the big beautiful tax bill just passed. It's on its way to the Senate. It passed by 50-50, and then the vice president had to jump in and make the deciding vote. So that's what we have so far. But also the Federal Reserve Chairman Powell, he actually said if it wasn't for those pesky tariffs, we'd be cutting rates by now. So how's all this affecting these over here? Well, let's get to it. So my name is Dan Freer. I actually do this report twice a day to inform you guys what's going on with those things over there. And the main reason I do this is I want you to understand the whys behind what's going on over there. So mortgage rates were basically flat today. There wasn't really a lot of data other than the bill passed, the big beautiful tax bill passed, and it's now on its way to the Senate. We'll see how that goes. Powell saying if it wasn't for tariffs, he'd be cutting rates. But the economic calendar that we have is actually showing us where those jobs numbers are coming. Actually, tomorrow and Wednesday, or tomorrow and Thursday. So let's take a glimpse at what the Federal Reserve might be looking at when it comes to the jobs report, because I also want to answer that pesky question a lot of people still have. Are rates ever going to go back up to 8%? Well, the question also that I get a lot is, are they ever going to go back down to 3%? I'll get to that in a second, because the reason why I want to point this out is Yahoo Finance actually reached out to me about a week ago, and they actually mentioned me in their article right through here. So we'll get to that in 1 second. So right over here, here's what we want to focus in on. This is the data that the Federal Reserve basically relies on to control this thing right through here. So they look at inflation, they look at the jobs numbers, and they look at the GDP. Well, we had GDP coming out last week. It was a negative 0.5 from a negative 2. We'll have a revision on that coming in, I think, tomorrow from the Atlanta Fed, how the GDP is looking now. We had the PCE, which notched up just a hair last reading. It was last week. It went from 2.2 to 2.3, so a little bit of increase in inflation. Now it's all about the jobs report and the jobs numbers. So this data is going to fill in the rest of this week. So tomorrow we have Wednesday. We have the ADP payroll numbers coming out. We'll look and see how that goes, but we'll see if they also have revisions. They have sometimes some major revisions on here. But then on Thursday, this is the data we really want to focus in on. So if you're out there looking to buy, you're looking to refinance, Thursday is going to be a day you really need to watch my videos, because this will be news that will be affecting these things over here. So let's get to what's projected. So on Thursday, here's what we're looking at. Average hourly earnings is supposed to downtick just a hair. Initial jobless claims are supposed to basically come on right at point. The unemployment rate, they're saying it might tick up to 4.3. They were thinking this might go to 5% just a year ago. So we're going to pay attention to that. Then Friday, the markets are closed for Independence Day. So the rest of the news coming out the rest of the week is going to be job related. One good piece of information that came in today was the JOLTS number. That means job openings and labor transfers. There's 7.7 million job openings. There's 7.3 last time. So the job openings are coming out. They're might helping people maybe get that next job a little bit easier. But then we saw a lot of these other numbers coming in, I'll just say right on point. We had manufacturing PMI, ISM manufacturing PMI, and ISM manufacturing prices, 69, 69, 48, 49, 52, 52. So nothing there, and that's why the markets are flat. So I can almost assure you tomorrow, the ADP payroll number might be a market mover, but on Thursday, wait for that unemployment rate. Between that and wages, it will be market movers. So let's get over to one last piece of the puzzle. I was actually quoted in Yahoo Finance. So check this out. I was quoted actually a couple times in there. And it says right through here, a shift from home buyer sentiment. What they reached out and said, Dan, what's one of the biggest questions that you have? A lot of people still asking you, are we ever going to get back to 3%? And I'm like, yeah, that's probably one of the best questions that I get. And I keep saying, The only reason why we got there last time is because of COVID. Never in my 36 years of doing this, I saw interest rates that low. So my expectations are we'll never get there again. Maybe we won't. We will. But will we get back to 8%? I don't think there as well. I don't know what the future is going to bring. So here's my comments that I had in here. Basically, what they were saying is mortgage loan originator Dan Frio says, yes, clients are still asking when will rates get back down to 3%. But we're starting to see a shift. Most people are adjusting their expectations and focusing on what they can afford rather than waiting for the perfect rate. That's what a lot of people are doing. They're like, okay, I can't afford it right now, but if rates go down 0.5% or another 0.5% or back to 3%, I can afford a house. Well, here's what I have to say. Well, let's continue with this. For example, he remembers September of 2024 when rates fell close to 6% and the market just kind of skyrocketed from there. So a couple years ago, it was October of 23, I want to say, mortgage rates hit about 8.2%. And then recently, we had a nice retraction right before the Federal Reserve cut rates in September of 2024. We had rates hit 6.2% and refinances picked up and purchase applications majorly picked up. And then all of a sudden, rates took a tick up. And that all disintegrated. Here's what I'll say. That shows that buyers are willing to act when the market gives us a window, even if in a 6% range. It's no longer about chasing a 3% rate because you're probably never going to get there. What I always say to my clients is, if you love the home and you can afford it and you can make the payments and you have the down payment and it wouldn't be a life catastrophic life event for you, why wait? Okay, because home prices over history, I'm not saying over the next 30 days or 60 days, but over history, you're going to gain value in your home. I've been in my house for 26 years. Can't even remember what I paid for it. It's much more than I paid for it, and I don't really owe much on it now, so I got nice equity built in my home. So that's what I like. So if you're not out there and you're like, okay, Dan, I can't afford it. I don't want to get like some of those people where I bought and I have all these nightmares, then don't buy. Rent, there's nothing more wrong with renting. But if I can help you when it comes to that point where you're just getting there scratching your head saying, I'd really love to buy a house. Yeah, how would you maneuver that and how do you go down that? Well, I'll give you my information at the end of this video because it's a little intriguing what I do. So my name is Dan Frio. Actually, like I said, I do this report twice a day. I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. I've been a loan officer for 36 years, folks. Currently, I work at a bank that also is a large mortgage brokerage. And that's the reason why I'm here. So when we have a slogan that we talk about all the time, it's one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? I'll get to that in a second. We got to finish the report. Okay, so let's get over to it. What I want you guys to see, the market reaction so far that we have today based on the information we got today. The MBS market is down 16 ticks, really not enough to push the market any which way but loose, because you can see right there, mortgage rates didn't move at all. But at the 5-day, let's go to the two-day rally. We're almost back to where we started 2 days ago. I'll say that's okay, but the 5-day chart is still our favor. It's still going up and away. So I did lock some clients in this morning because it is retracting a little bit, and we had some opportunities there to grab some rates that I haven't seen in quite some time. So locked in a few clients this morning that are also closing in the next few days. But if you have time to wait right now, I'd suggest just holding off and letting me do all the thinking for you when it comes to the lock. And I'll explain to you here in a second why. The next thing we want to go over to the indices. Let's see what the stock market is doing. The Dow Jones is up 400 points again. This is crazy, folks. Let's get over to the Dow Jones. I did a live event today because if you ever watch the Dow Jones and you sit there and it's going up 400 points a day and 500 points and 600 points, you're sitting there scratching your head saying, how do people have money to invest? Check out my Stock Talk Tuesdays. We talk about how you can start investing by $50 to $100 a month to get, you know, maybe create some wealth as you get older. But let's just look at a 1 month chart of the geez a wheezy. So this was at 4,200 and we're at 42,000 to 44,000. It's up almost 2,000 points in a month, folks. That's crazy. So that's what we're seeing across the board there. Let's go back to this Dow Jones slips. Let's go back to the headlines that we're seeing. We go across here and yeah, the big, beautiful tax bill is making its move across the scene, but we have the Dow Jones up 400 points. Basically everything else is flat here. The Russell's up just a tad. VIX not really moving there. Let's check and see what oil is doing. 65. Yep, we're at $65 a barrel. It's not really moving much there. 62 cents there. So why we focus in on this as well is this helps us kind of gauge inflation. So if oil continues to go down and down and down, unfortunately, this is still the lifeblood of our economy. So as oil prices come down, inflation comes down as well. So you need to pay attention to that along with everything else to figure out what's going on with these things over here. So folks, let's get over to this last piece of the puzzle. Who am I and what do I do? So our slogan here is basically understand what I do. I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So no matter where out there in the country you are, I'd love to work with you if you're looking to buy or to refinance. So here's the tools that we have to reach out to us if you're interested in any of our services. Go to therateupdate.com. You can give us a call. Ask for me or Alan. You can put in, ask Dan right through here a question. Just click it and put in any information you want. Schedule an appointment with us. But if you're out there actively searching to buy that first house, the first thing I want you to do, scroll down right over to here. This is a $7,000 grant that you might get it if you're looking to buy a home in today's current market. This goes off of your income. So just check out that video real quick. It's going to give you a map that you're going to go to. Plug in your address, and it'll give you the income that you need to qualify. You need that income or less to qualify for this grant. So if you're looking to refinance and you're trying to find that pivotal point on when you should lock in, why don't you put the burden on us? So if you go to refinance tab right through here, you're going to click it. What it's going to do is going to launch this over to there, our Rate Watch tracker. Watch this video real quick. It's going to explain to you exactly what we do. But what we're asking you to do is, how many times did the rate come down and you're like, and then it went back up and you missed it? Well, don't miss it again. Put your information in here. All I need is your mortgage information, what your current value is, what your loan amount is, and what your rate is. And what rate are you looking for that would entice you to refinance and save some money? So check this out. If you want to put in your information, I'll track rates for you. So exactly when it gets to the rate you're looking for, I'll make sure to give you a call, get your application started, get you locked in before you lose out on that savings. So thanks for watching today, folks. I greatly appreciate it. Hope you enjoyed my live event too, where we Stock Talk Tuesday about defense stocks and NATO, what happened in NATO. But otherwise, if you need some assistance, so if you're looking to buy a home or looking to refinance, reach out to us. Otherwise, stay tuned tomorrow. We're going to give you more news on what will be affecting these tomorrow and Thursday. Thanks for watching, folks. I greatly appreciate it. If you could do me one favor, all I'm going to ask you to do today is, I'm trying to hit 40,000 subscribers. If you can subscribe down there, I'd greatly appreciate it. That's it for today. Thanks for watching. God bless. Be safe out there, folks, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.